Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Blog Talk family. This is Leslie Gist Etheridge. You listen to the Gist of Freedom's blog. Tonight we have a very special guest. His name is Kevin. Kevin Jordan. Are you there, Kevin?
Yes, I am, Leslie.
Okay, Kevin. Can you introduce yourself to the Blog Talk family?
Sure. Leslie, thank you very much for this opportunity, first and foremost. My name is Kevin Jordan. I'm the founder and CEO of a company called Soltech TV. Soltech TV basically profiles and promotes African Americans doing dynamic work with and in technology and digital media through our weekly online video webisodes. We primarily are looking to identify those individuals such as digital media thought leaders, professionals that are working within the agencies, creative geniuses, whether they're working within the agencies or freelancing. Much of our tech-savvy youth, and that can be from high school to the collegiate level, and last but not least, the educators of science and technology within the high schools or within academia, graduate, postgraduate work as well.
Okay. Excuse me. How does someone reach or watch one of your episodes, or as you call it, webisodes?
Simply just punch in www. soltechtv.com, and that's soltechtv.com. All one word, no hyphens, no periods. And as you land on the homepage, the webisode, the primary webisode for the week, the main feature is right there in the main screen, so you can just click play and watch that one, or you can go into the menu and view the past episodes, webisodes that we've created.
Now, Kevin, what's the difference between watching your webisodes and a video on YouTube?
Simply, the research has shown, and this is third-party research from the primary source called ComScore Media Metrics. They've identified that the majority of videos that are on YouTube are what we want to consider user-generated, so the individual creates them themselves. And we're talking like a good 95% of all the videos that's on YouTube is user-generated. And one, two, they're predominantly of a humorous or a silly content, for lack of a better word. What we're really trying to position ourselves as professional content that speaks more to a specific initiative, specifically around the community, specifically around a very serious subject matter, which is embracing technology and demystifying technology. So there is a much more of a serious overall layer within our content as opposed to something that's just user-generated and more of a humorous or silly content in nature.
The time limit, there's a time restraint on a YouTube video of 10 minutes.
That's right.
What is the limit of your videos, and what's the length of time?
Okay.
On your website?
This is a very good question. We initially started out our webisodes just trying to capture a story behind a story. So, for instance, if I was capturing yourself, Leslie, we're going to try to extract the information in terms of your upbringing, what were some of your challenges, what were some of your solutions that you employed in terms of attaining the stature that you've attained, whether in your professional life or just basically doing social work. So we try to create a story like that. And the timeline initially was approximately 20 to 30 minutes per webisode. What I've seen on the analytics side in terms of the back end for how much time a person was actually consuming was approximately 5 to 6 minutes. So I then started to make the webisodes in a much more shorter form where you would see 5, 4, possibly even 3 minutes in terms of like a preview, but then still allowing the individual who wants to learn a little bit more or go a little bit deeper within that specific personality that we were profiling or organization that we were profiling, and let the full-length, uncut version of the video live within another channel, and that's the channel called GigaSoul.
GigaSoul.
Yeah, we've broken down the site to several channels. The SoulTech channel is primarily the weekly webisode that we highlight and profile a specific individual or organization. And that can run anywhere from, 8 to maybe 15 minutes. And this is overall the average that we have in terms of the content. The SoulBytes channel, this is our take on looking at personal experiences and basically allowing the individual to express either a real-life experience, encapsulating that event. So, for instance, if I say, leadership to you, Leslie, we're going to ask that you elaborate on a scenario where leadership was the focal point or the lesson learned within your personal experience. So that could be 2 minutes or 4 minutes in terms of some individuals asking or answering
that.
All
right. Now, I have a quick question as far
sure.
as the logistics.
Yes.
How did you come about obtaining this channel? And, what is your background?
Okay, now, just for clarity, when you say attaining this channel, you mean the modality of online videos itself?
Right.
Oh, okay.
Right, exactly.
My background, I went to school, college, to basically attain a jazz performance degree. So I'm a musician by training in that context. I came out of school and started to be a runner on the New York Exchange stock exchange floor for approximately a year and a half.
And you live in California right now, right?
Actually, no. Right now, I live in Atlanta. I was born in Barbados, West Indies, raised in New York City in Harlem and Brooklyn, specifically East New York. Went to school in Virginia. Returned back to New York, and this is where I was commencing with my professional career. So I started basically sales in 1991, actually, working with Marie Brown Associates as a marketing associate. She's a literary agent in New York City. And from there, just started doing different things. In the Quarterly Black Review was one of my sales capacities. Also working with the late, great Dr. Amos Wilson, of African World Info Systems was another one of my marketing, areas of my career. And then I just started working within computers late in 1997. A friend of mine from school had an opportunity in Montreal, Canada, and I went up there to basically, learn about computer hardware, software, and peripherals, not knowing anything about computers. Became relatively successful at what I did at that point, and then transitioned to the agency side or the marketing side of the business while still in Montreal for an agency called Webstorm Media, where I basically was handling and selling different branding opportunities for the online casino world. From that point, Returned back to New York City, worked for the New York Law Journal, and then got a little bit more deeper into sales from a distributor standpoint. Vendari Media, whitepages.com were some of my capacities where I was heading up the sales for the Northeast area. That led me to a company called Terra, which at the time was the number two largest publisher for the U.S. Hispanic market here in the U.S., and that gave me the ability to start customizing different types of programs for brand advertisers. And all this groundwork basically gave me an acumen of the industry from a different side, not from the publisher's side, not from the brand side, but from how do I take a customer's product and be able to market it to a designated audience. So I say this all to say that online video was rapidly becoming a serious trend where I saw the market was going, and all patterns in respects to online behaviors was pointing in that direction towards of a consumption. And more specifically for African Americans and U.S. Hispanics, they were actually trending very high, or at least higher than the average individual when it comes to consumption of online videos. So this is where I wanted to make an impact with the modality that my target audience was already comfortable using, and then give them something that was going to help to demystify the technology for them, one, two, really present opportunities to become the next webpreneurs or the technology innovators, as opposed to just simply being a consumer or a user of the technology.
Now, how do you become, now, if I had an audience of webpreneurs, potential webpreneurs, what would you recommend that they do to start, you know, uploading their videos
okay,
on a platform similar to yours?
All right. What they would need to do was, well, first it would depend if they have access to the resources or the resources themselves to identify a platform. And by that I mean either a hosting company or a CDN, a content delivery network. And let's say in the event that they don't have that, but they were able to partner with someone who does have the skills.
Main partner with someone? Which one of the two are you using? Are you your partner, or do you have access to your own CDN?
Yeah, you know, well, we use an open source CDN, and that was that's where I was going. Depending on if you have the capital to actually go ahead and purchase one of these CDNs, whether it's Ooyala or Twistage or Limelight, these are the various providers of this technology, you wouldn't then be resolved to using a open source where it's pretty much free. You just have to do the programming work in order to get things set up. So, one, identify the type of content you want to really promote and push. Two, identify the open source arenas where you can utilize the CDN and the video player that can you now upload the content and be able to then go secure a URL. So if I want to say kevinjordan.com, I'm going to go and buy that URL and then use that URL to then redirect the traffic to the hosting company that's having the video CDN player. And the two platforms will talk to one another where you host the website and, two, you have the video content readily uploaded and be able to access from the unique visitors, the audience, and there you have it. So you need to have either one person on board with you or be able to willing to pay someone to do the programming work, to do the open source end of getting your video content uploaded and readily accessible by the audience.
Now, this is your opportunity to promote one of these programmers, so these companies. You know, our show is about networking, allowing everyone to learn from one another, and this is a chance that you have to tell the audience, who would you recommend as a partner?
Who would I recommend as a partner?
Yeah, as a programmer, you know, for these different steps.
Ah, well, you know, I'll tell you, Leslie, based upon my work experience, I've made relationships over the years, and I've really kept in touch with a certain degree of people that I knew were smart, who were in different areas of the online ecosystem other than myself. And when it came time to really pulling all these relationships together and leveraging them, based upon, you know, that fact alone, I was able to leverage on skills that I didn't personally have. So, yes, networking is important. But two, it really takes a certain degree of studying the market, especially if you're not involved in a market on a day-to-day basis, such as myself, for my livelihood, right? So you want to really research the market. Two, I know that there are different educational areas that you can access to help you learn about these different skills, whether it's programming, whether it's designing. And this is somewhat of a lost trade because I think many times many of us don't spend enough time trying to harness and hone those skills. It's
I had a guest on earlier, Kevin.
Yes.
He created a bunch of playing cards.
Yes.
I can't think of his name right off the top of my head. And he has Black Inventors playing cards. And
mm-hmm.
I asked him a similar question. He gave me a list of names of people that he used to help him promote and create these playing cards.
Yes.
Now, he is a full-time federal agent, correctional officer, something. He's in the law enforcement department. And he doesn't do this for full-time as a living. He does it as a way of giving back. So he had recommended that you go out and you hire the best people that you can get for a simple fact. He didn't have enough time to do all of it, even if he wanted to.
Yes.
So do you find that to be the case, that if you try to wear every hat as an entrepreneur, you end up wasting a lot of time? That it would be much easier to attain partnerships and allies in all of these different areas, and not just one person for one particular area, but to have as many people in your contact list with similar skills. So do you find that to be the case with what you've done, or did you try to do everything solely by yourself?
Couldn't do anything by myself. I concur with the gentleman that was your previous guest for the simple reason that, you know, working online is much different from working within the brick and mortar for the simple reason that timing is everything. So you may have a particular product or service that you're trying to get off the ground, and you have to do that in an efficient time manner because the efficiencies and the structure of the internet is moving and actually expanding daily. You want to be somewhat riding that wave. So personally speaking, my background is from a architectural standpoint where I understand the web and I understand what it is that needs to go into a particular site. I'm not in the business of building a website. I'm not in the business of programming a website. So I had to leverage those relationships and pretty much allow those individuals to spearhead and execute against what my goals were. Now, after all that is said and done, the question becomes how does one monetize it if they have a particular service as opposed to a product side of the business?
Well, how would a kid, a young person out of Harlem or Brooklyn, obtain a relationship or even forge a relationship with these people that you're able to meet and bond with?
Well, one...
What do you say? If you were to speak to my students...
Yes.
And I want that to happen through the system of a webinar.
I would love it. Yeah.
Have you ever been part of a webinar?
Yeah, I've been part of a webinar, yes.
Okay. So if you were speaking to my students probably went 5 miles outside of their city.
Mm-hmm.
How do you tell them, and, you know, which direction do you tell a student or anyone interested in doing something that you're doing? How to attain these people? Do you go to a conference? Do you go to conventions, like at the Jacob Javits? Where do you meet these people that have the talents that you need?
Yeah. One, they would have to read the journals that are basically speaking to the web. So there's a phenomenal site called Black Web 2.0. This site...
Can you repeat that?
BlackWeb2.0.com. Okay. This is one site, okay, where it acts as a community of different African-American entrepreneurs as well as just technology enthusiasts. and you were able to join the groups to basically pose questions, respond to different articles you may read, but you will be able to gather a point of interest where you can ask some questions to individuals that are already in the business. That's one. Two, you want to read or at least compile a list of various online journals that are in the tech space, whether that is the GigaOM Network, GIGAOM.com network, and they have a number of different websites that are within the different areas of video, search, etc. Then you want to look at the third-party research websites, such as the eMarketer, the Pew Internet Research, that's PEW, Internet Research, and you can Google all these, basically, and identify them.
Great information.
No, now these sites are going to give you a rudimentary understanding of what's occurring. But in terms of you networking to find like minds, there's a number of different organizations the young people can join, such as BlacksInTechnology.com.
What was that?
BlacksInTechnology. BlacksInTechnology.com. You have another one called BlackMediaProfessionals.com. And these are New York City-based organizations. And these organizations are another form of networking because they have something called meetups, which is sponsored gatherings every month. Okay? These areas are really important. There's another organization called HarlemLive.org. That's a Harlem-based organization that teaches inner-city youth how to not only become journalists, but also learn how to develop and produce their own cable broadcasts, and they do have web capacities as well. So with these types of resources, you start to gain an understanding of the marketplace. Two, you start to really identify what your interests are, because I think what's key here is that you really want to understand, okay, do I want to be on the design side, or do I want to be on the programming side? Do I want to be on the gaming side, whether that's mobile games or console games, et cetera? You've got to identify what that passion point is and really try to put yourself in the midst of other individuals to, how would I say, feed off of, bounce ideas off of, and make alliances. But there's nothing stopping the high school students from coming together and saying, okay, look, it's three of us. At this stage of the game, let's try to, you know, do research on what does it take to build a website. Does that mean HTML code? Okay, fine. Let's start building something. And you'd be surprised, the same code that many of these individuals are using for their Facebook profile page to make them really nice, really, you know, glitzy and slick, are some of the same rudimentary skills you're going to need to, you know, build a separate standalone platform as well. Okay? This is really what I think, unless you're working in it, these are probably some of the avenues one can take to start to harness these skills. Because I think at the end of the day, Leslie, this is what Soltech TV is equally going to be doing is, you know, our mission statement is virtual mentors for the online video generation.
And that's by wonderful. I think it fits you perfectly. And the information that you just shared with the audience is invaluable. And I can't tell you how much I appreciate it. I'm sure we're going to get a lot of activity because what you just told us is something that we can't find anywhere. You know,
yes.
It's unfortunate, but we don't have this type of
dialogue
going on a regular basis between, as you called yourself, mentors and mentorees.
Yes.
And I think if our students and our young and our youth had access to people like you on a regular basis, I think a lot of problems would be solved because your heart is big, your brain is exceptional. I mean, you're entirely intelligent.
I give all glory to God, Leslie.
And there's your heart again. And so what you're doing, you know, you're a pioneer. And I think what you're doing is you're spreading little seeds out there, little Kevin. And I hope that you're using your platform to have these sort of webinars because, you know, I work with a lot of youth, and I know that they're not comfortable
yes.
with the idea of being, what do you call it, entrepreneurs. I forgot the term that you used.
Webpreneurs?
webpreneurs. I love it. You know, and when you tell them, you know, you can do it. You can do it right now. And they look at you like, no, I don't have it. But I'm like, you have the technical skills. And once they see somebody like you in your sight, I think it'll happen. So I just want you to continue to talk. I don't want to talk. We only have a few more minutes.
Okay.
But just give the audience an idea of the sort of people that you have been promoting on your
sure.
Channel called SoulTechTV.com.
Yes. Well, you know, the main goal, Leslie, was for us to identify people that were everyday real people doing the dynamic work. So, for instance, right now we have a young man named Ntitu Ituk, who is the CEO of a company called Tabula Digita. And he's right now on this week's main feature. This young man has developed an online video game using pre-algebraic mathematical principles so that the child may not know, or the individual may not know, that they have to use algebra, but by that being the principles for them to win the game, it's subconsciously being ingrained. And he realized that children were playing the cumulative amount of 7 years worth of video games over the course of their adolescence. And he says, well, if they're going to spend that much time playing video games, let's really make the impact, because he has already recognized through third-party research that algebra was where the drop-off point, where we lost a lot of our children when it came to math and being able to basically embrace these skills and then really become superior on them. And I don't have to tell you that technology is going to be the main driver for our society in these coming years, and math is a critical bedrock of that execution. That's one.
Can you give us your information once again and the gentleman's information?
Oh, my name is Kevin Jordan. My email address is kevin.jordan@soultechtv.com. The gentleman that I just mentioned, his name is Ntitu, which is Ntiedo, Ituk, Etuk, and his company is called Tabula, Tabula, Digita, Digita.com. But
excellent.
We really.
How did you? Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
How do you find these awesome guests?
Through research. If there's one thing I learned through one of my mentors, Dr. Amos Wilson, who wrote different books called Black on Black Violence, The Blueprint for Black Power, this man taught me how to research anything within the public domain. So couple that with my just natural ability to seek knowledge and wanting to learn and just applying various research skills, anything in the public domain, I just research all these individuals. I read a lot of journals. I read a lot of newspapers. And I identify the different African Americans that are doing things. And many a time, these individuals. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, what is your background as far as your family, your upbringing?
Okay, my grandparents and my parents are from Barbados. My grandmother was a nurse, and she last worked at Kings County. My grandfather was also a male nurse. My mom was a journalist for a newspaper in Barbados. She came up here. She had to switch careers based upon different types of academic credentials, et cetera. My uncles, one is a diplomat for the UN, the other one is an investment banker in Florida. I've always observed specifically those two for their principles, and they taught me a strong work ethic. My grandmother always believed that as long as I stayed within the circle, and that circle was the principles of God and Jesus Christ, there was nothing that I could not do. Everything was possible. So that was the genesis for me. And I'll tell you how I got into my line of work, because I was an analyst for an investment bank house for a summer And I met a gentleman who said, you know, Kevin, you know, you're a very personable young man. You know, you speak well, you warm up to people, and you make people feel good. You know, you ought to go into sales. And at the time, I was almost offended because I didn't really understand, based upon my immaturity, that sales was a strong component in everything, whether it's the president or the CEO of a company. They have to sell their company or themselves. And once I made the connection years laterwards, I realized, like, yeah, you know what, I can be very impactful with this based upon the natural gifts that my Father in Heaven has given me. And, you know, for me, it's really just about putting together something that that can help people. And I think that Soltech TV will not only help, but it's going to be a game changer for the simple reason that I'm bringing together cross generations, I'm bringing together individuals, whether they're entrepreneurs or educators, that want to really reach and impact the students, and the students themselves want to be guided and mentored, but they just don't know how to access the established ones, or the ones who really care, I'll put it that way. The ones who really care, who wants to make a difference. So we're really bridging that divide from a realistic, concrete standpoint where the public can expect some phenomenal things, especially in January 2010. They're going to expect some phenomenal things. I want to say this one thing, Leslie. We're starting a profile piece for anyone who is looking for a job. So what that is, you're going to need a computer to be able to capture yourself on videotape. I want you to send us a 30-second pitch on your capabilities, your credentials, why you should be that candidate that is selected for that specific job, with your name, email address, et cetera, or all your contact information. And we're going to be building out a channel that is for the job seeker, so that the individuals that come to our site that may be entrepreneurs or that are in the hiring departments for their companies can see and possibly contact that individual directly. So that's something we're starting for for January 2010. That's going to be very exciting. Another thing we're looking at is black women in technology. This is probably the most underrated, underserved segment within anything to do with African Americans and the Internet. Furthermore, technology is, well, what are black women like yourself doing in technology? So we're doing a complete series on that where it's going to be a staple. And likewise, we're going to the colleges. You know, one of the things we found is that many of our audience, our community, can't get to the conferences either for, one, time constraints because they're actually working during the time these conferences are actually taking place, and two, the cost factor. That's normally the barrier of entry with many of these conferences because they run sometimes $300 to $700 for entry. So what we're doing with Soltech TV is to going to these conferences, capture them in a video, and then hosting them or basically streaming them on our site so that we're bringing the conferences to the audience.
That is a great idea, and I'm so sad to tell you that the show is over. We've learned a wealth of information. I mean, you've given us a wealth of information, and I learned a great deal. And I can't wait to have you back on again. You know, we got to have you on for an hour the next time. I'll give your information once again, and then we'll call it a night, and we'll have to make arrangements to have you back on.
Sure, thank you. My name is Kevin Jordan. My email address is kevin.jordan, J-O-R-D-A-N, at soltechtv.com. And Leslie, thank you for the opportunity to share, and may you just continue on the straight path that you're on and doing the great work. Thank you.
Thank you also, Kevin, and we'll talk soon. Have a wonderful week.
You too. Thank you, everyone. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.